11 overtime games this season, and you had some good success in them. Is there a comfort level that comes with that? That because you've been in them, and you've been in tight games, obviously, through the years, but it just comes in these situations? There's no panic, I guess.
Yeah. I think you get into overtime, at least, you know, you have a bunch of points, like I always say, but definitely some confidence when you get saves like that, you made there on the Kopitar. Overtime is part of the game. Getting points is part of the game. Yes, we've been in a few this year. Yeah, I think we've been in more this year than we have all last year combined. Obviously getting some favorable results, but I think it comes with a belief of winning games. And you guys believe we can win games, especially in overtime. So they've been doing it.
It seems like you played pretty much everybody in overtime over the course of the season. Is that comfort level of the coach to be able to know you can put anybody out there? I mean, you don't say like, six, seven guys that you...
I think certain guys are used to playing some certain situations, but they also want to see if other guys can do it as well. And then sometimes it goes in the course of the game and how guys are playing. And you know, if you have some staff, you can buy a book the way somebody's playing right then. You throw them out there. Sometimes it's matchups, but especially when there's no whistles, you have to have a lot of guys who play it. So that's how we roll with it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
I know Ross and Matthew played on the line a lot last year, but they haven't played a ton together this year. But why do they work together so well?
I don't know. I think if you play the way we like to play, I think sometimes age has something to do with it. Guys are grouped around the same age group. They've kind of come up together in ways. So I always think that plays a bit into it. There's also who they're playing against at times too, so maybe a little bit more favorable matchup. But I think some of these guys are buddies off the ice and sometimes have success on the ice.
Victor Rookshine has shot a lot, Hedman does. Have you seen maybe some improvements with it too? I know he's been in the league forever, but have you seen a guy like that continue?
Well, because the first goal.
Yeah.
I mean, he roped that. But that was perfect storm, right in his wheelhouse, nobody in front of him. Stammer put it right there for him. And he can shoot the puck. It's just having it in that spot. You don't get it often like that, and he did it. Made most of it.
Coach Vasilevsky save in overtime. Can you describe the degree of difficulty going from closing the five hole, getting enough push to get that left leg to the post?
I don't know. Any male that watched that cringe.
Did you kind of believe in that? Who's going down the lace? That he was going to make that save? Have you after watching it several times before?
It's just his athletic ability, and he works at that though. Like it's a constant. He's constantly hydrating, he's constantly stretching, and it's for plays like that. But it helps that he's 6'3" or 6'4", whatever he is, but his ability to go post to post and lateral and seal the ice is incredible. And Cody made a nice move there. That's it. Not too many guys can make that save, but he's one.
Can we talk a lot about the confidence that maybe Taylor Radish gets as he starts to see the puck go in the net more? But the way he scores goals different ways, you know, does that also add to kind of the confidence?
Well, I don't, I can't sit here and say a confidence. Radish's been doing that his whole life. That's why he was drafted and did it in the minors. It takes guys a little bit of time. And for him to do it, and I don't know how many he's got now, but he didn't have, three?
Four.
He's got
six.
Four.
Six,
we're in game what?
28.
I don't think he had any from the first 16 or 17. So
he had four in the past six.
Yeah, so it's, I don't want to say it comes in bunches, but oftentimes it does. But you think of all the opportunities he had before that. At some point they're going to go in. They just have to be going in for him now. But he's going to areas to score. And when you're playing in the inside, usually good things will happen.
Did you see any signs from the power play tonight that they're kind of breaking out? I know they don't get the result, but anything they...
No, they were fine. They did. I mean, we didn't didn't score, but they definitely, and I didn't feel like they were killing the momentum. And there was a couple times where they struggled to get in, but they had themselves in, but
you've gotten Nash to be able to move Colton up a little bit around the lines. What do you like about the kind of current combo you have with?
I like having the extra center. So now you can move guys around a little bit. It's hard to, I don't care how much video you watch, we haven't played these guys in 2 years. Our team's changed, everything's changed. And so it was a little bit of seeing what we were up against in the first period, and then we moved some things around, and I think we settled in after that.
Thank you.